What's wrong, fellow traveler? You look nervous.
This is our first parody.
Ah, you want to know the secret to a good parody? When you get to your destination, take off your shoes and socks and make fists with your toes.
Okay.
Now you can help me. Am I allowed to call it a sandwich if I eat three pieces of bread stacked together?
You talking about a bread sandwich?
I suppose I am.
Yeah, man, a little mayo.
It's okay. I'm not a cop. And if you went to the bathroom one more time, I was gonna shoot you.
I have a too small colostomy bag.
That's nasty.
Why are you laughing, Veronica?
Because it just looked like you were prepping to run a marathon. You're like stretching.
As I stretched, you belched, which you couldn't hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to burp up my show water.
Yeah, that's gross.
It was like caught in my ribular area.
Ew.
As the scientists would call it.
TMI. You know what's cool? I couldn't hear any of that. I like the new digs.
I'm trying to adjust the microphone. This sounds loud as hell when I play with it on air.
Righty tighty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, just for those that aren't in the room with us, that would be all of you. We got totally new digs.
I'm loving it.
They took about 3 weeks to get put in at the WEBR studios. But we have new microphones. We have a new board, Veronica, so that I don't bore them with like a lot of radio jargon. That makes it sound like I know what the hell this board is, even though I don't. But to someone who knows nothing about radio, how does this board look? Rate it on its prettiness and its shininess. Tell them at home.
I do like the blue lights. What is that? Is it a 24-track?
Yes. I don't know. What is that? 24 knobs, you mean?
Do I know more about boards than you do?
It's 12. I see 12 knobs.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's got 12 pots. That means I can put 12 things through here at once.
Yeah, but you can double them up.
Then it's 24. There you go. You're right.
You can layer as many as you want.
It's awesome, though.
Okay.
It has a great display.
I couldn't tell what the bottom half was.
There's like a little computer display.
Very nice.
I love it. And we've also got the mics actually light up now.
I know. Pretty cool.
Exactly.
I'm excited. It feels professional in here.
No, it's great. It's and they get bright red. It's like there's this one episode of The King of the Hill where Hank's petting a dolphin's tummy and it gets red to show he's getting a hard on. And the mics light up just like that dolphin's tummy.
Really? Thanks for that.
That was the only analogy I had. There's not much that just turns bright red. There's like a clown's nose, I guess.
You pull all of your analogies from the same cartoons.
I love King of the Hill. It's not my fault.
Family Guy.
Family Guy's okay. King of the Hill S's on Family Guy. And it's not my fault that a lot of people didn't recognize the brilliance of King of the Hill. And so when I reference it, it kind of goes over heads. It was great. It was a great show. How much King of the Hill did you watch? God, did we talk through the whole GD song?
Again. This is
nicely
like the second
done.
Week in a row.
What was that sound?
Nothing.
Is that you turning off your droid right now?
I'm turning it off. Exactly.
There we go. That's a sound I love to hear. You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Veronica.
Just Veronica.
I almost said Veronica Papagiorgio out of habit.
Out of habit?
Well, because
when
I'm usually saying...
When do you call me Veronica Papagiorgio?
I'm usually saying Will Papagiorgio, and I just yanked my headphones out, by the way. I hate this new board. Everything I said that was nice, I take back.
You love it. Shush.
I can't hear anything. Now I just have to go without them.
Just plug them back in.
I can't. It's like tangled up in the chair underneath. I might be breaking things just by wheeling my fat ass around on them.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you how you sound.
I can look at the levels on the board, on our fancy new board.
You know what I think you need to do is take your mic on the board and just take it all the way down.
Oh, really? I get that sassiness.
Aw, you do.
Hold on. Give me 5 seconds. I actually want my headphones in. Can you do a little something? Sing a little song? I don't know.
I don't know what you want me to do. I can give them a play-by-play of what you're doing, so make it very funny.
I can't find the headphone jack. God damn it.
Why don't you put on another pair?
Just throw them over here. Fine. Oh, this is horrible. And they're tangled up.
Hold on.
Dead air. No, I'm not doing any dance. I'm just watching you treating like the twisty they would put on a bread roll, like it was the damn straitjacket Houdini was trying to get out of. Much better.
Yes.
pretty good volume. I think we can go like this.
Okay.
All right. Moving forward, this is Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, again. We've got Veronica, again. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. That's got every episode of this illustrious program. Like the accent on the second half of that?
Loved it.
I think it sounded fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Also got crap tons of my writing there. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we try to make it funny. It's at Papa's Basement. And the show's website on Facebook. That didn't work so well. I tried to recover, but it didn't.
I missed it. I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking, I hope to God the webcam's not on.
There's no webcam. The fact you look like crap is not being recorded.
It's behind you.
That is the webcam that they use just to bust us for doing horrible things in the studio if we do. That does not feed live.
Okay, good.
They used that to catch me the one time that I spilled an entire jug of water on the floor, and then I threw one paper towel on it. It soaked through in 0.2 seconds. I took that, threw it in the trash, and walked away. And I actually got in less trouble because I, quote unquote, made an effort to clean up. There you go.
That's great.
Half-assed as it was. Again, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I pretty much just link the articles, link the radio shows, and put up silly pictures of cats, because who doesn't like those? Veronica, you're a fan of the cat pictures, right?
Depends.
Why can't you just be go team go sometimes?
Because then you're going to make some crazy crack about me being a crazy cat lady.
No.
Yes. Everything that I say, I think about what the potential outcome is going to be.
You can't live in fear, Veronica.
I'm totally afraid of you.
You just got to go for it.
No.
Just got to let it hang out.
No.
Let your she-balls hang out on this show.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. You're magnificent.
Please
okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Please.
You're not a cat lady, though. Do you even have a cat still?
I do. Little T.
Little T is still around?
He is. I got sad this morning. I started thinking about, what the hell am I going to do when, if he dies? I say if because I don't want him to.
How
ever.
Old is Little T?
He is 10 years this summer.
Ooh.
10 years old. Shut up. I got like 10 more. I
didn't not a lot
it.
Of tread left on that
hey,
cat tire.
Hey now.
Some good years. I think my
friend's cat lasted for 18 years.
I had one make it almost 20.
There you go. Little T will be one of those.
That last year was pretty tumory. But before that.
Stop. You're making me
sad. Pretty good.
I was sad thinking about it. Like, he's my little buddy.
It's weird you mention that because the whole crux of the show, or at least the first 20 minutes I wanted to get into.
That's right.
Exactly. Because we do no show prep. Literally, I think about things on the way over. Veronica gets in at 2:58. She's like, what's the show about today?
Like, what are you talking about? No, actually, I did think about it earlier today. And I thought, well, he's not texting me asking me for ideas. So I'll just think about things and flip through some articles.
And what did you end up doing? Just reading Cosmo in the tub?
No, E-Online. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, you can come up with some entertainment news for us again. How's that?
I was Googling plans for my upcoming trip.
How did that help the radio show?
Because we could talk about it.
So we get to talk about your life.
Yes. Isn't there
okay.
anything
you know
better?
What? I'll let that slide if you don't like audibly drop change or a ring or whatever the hell that was.
I need something to play with. This is what you normally
Hi-o.
Didn't see when we had the other setup.
Like you were doing crap with your hands under the board the whole time?
I wasn't doing it. I play with my rings and I flip through my phone and
just sit still.
No, that's impossible.
Or like ball them up in
no.
a rage, like the way I keep my hands all the time. Just angry.
No.
Okay, just don't let it hang. Just don't let it hit the table. That was very distracting. But yeah.
Well, tell them to get unidirectional mics and we won't have that problem.
They're just good mics. Why you gotta...
I'm not saying they're bad.
Oh my God.
They're picking up everything.
I can hear your hands do anything.
And they should not be picking that up.
I just want your elbows flat on the table like you're eating at a fancy restaurant. Elbows up.
Elbows on the table? The
elbows
fancy restaurant.
On the table.
You don't need anything but McDonald's, right?
Yeah. Those are the Sizzler house rules, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's talk about mortality. You took us there, but I was thinking about it. I've been brooding, like, more so than usual on the fact that I'm going to give up the ghost one of these days.
All right, does that scare you?
Immensely.
Why?
Like, it's all-consuming.
Why?
I think it ties... Actually, why am I saying I think? I know what it ties into. I don't believe in anything after death.
Okay, so then why would you be afraid at all? You've got nothing to fear if you don't believe in anything,
because
right?
That's the end of me. I literally cease to exist and everything I did stops mattering.
But does that... See, I've thought about this. It doesn't make me sad.
You,
I'm not afraid of it.
You are a tough broad.
Dude, you know what? It happens to everybody.
Well, first, before we keep going,
yeah.
What do you believe into? Because you and I are both part of Club Dead Dad. When
yeah.
your dad died, you were like 23?
I was 18.
18. You were earlier than me. I was 20. How did you turn out like remotely normal? Because I think that's why Will is Will.
I don't think I am normal at all.
That's my theory.
I don't know.
Because we can get into what that has done to me, like in terms of thoughts of death, in terms of relationships, in terms of everything. But did it alter how you viewed the afterlife,
first of all?
Because I think it forces everyone's hand when they have a death in the family. Like they kind of have to address that subject in their head.
You know, okay, I'll give you the 2 second thing on this. Because my dad died when I was younger, and he was like the ultimate person. He still is. Like, if you've got one favorite person in the world,
mm-hmm.
like for me, that was my dad. So because he's
and he was
gone,
like that in life too, or is it
yeah,
like
absolutely.
He died? Because with my dad, I kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. Not like he was a bad dude at all. He was a really good guy. But he had an asshole's temper.
Yeah, no,
like,
not my
dad. I can't
dad.
Cover him on that. He was a gigantic ball of rage.
Yeah, no, not my dad. My dad was God. Like, for the last 3 years, because my parents were getting divorced and because it was traumatic and because we were very angry with my mom, it just put my dad
She's
on
She's kind of the one
pedestal.
That pushed it.
I think that, you know, I'm not going to talk about their marriage on air. I think that's crossing a bit of a
that's
line. But I think that they both made mistakes. They were both human. But she's the one that left the house. So of course that affected us differently than her staying and him going. So, but putting all that aside.
So you're saying he was the one that stuck around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So because it went down the way that it went down, my dad was like on the biggest pedestal you could ever find. So with him dying, it's kind of like I have nothing to lose. I already lost it.
Wow. So did you get into religion in any way whatsoever? Did you actually think about anything like there's an eternal aspect of him that lives on?
I hope to God there is. I really do hope there is something better than this.
Yeah.
Than snow
but
and
in your,
shitty bad
in your
traffic. Seriously. I do not mean to do it on
streak,
purpose.
The Rex Grossman fumble turnover streak is alive and well.
No, but no, I really hope there is, because I really hope he's
But if I put a
better.
Gun to your head, and I'm, well, you would say, I don't care.
Because
I got nothing to lose.
No, it's not that I don't
Dirty
have anything
Harry
to lose,
here.
But it's like, if I were to die, and if that is the case, if there is an afterlife, heaven, whatever, awesome. I get to go hang out with my dad, my grandpa, my grandma, my little brother. Like, I'm good on that side. And if there's not, then what?
Now, that's a pragmatic
like,
view,
what?
But what do you think is the case?
I don't know. I was raised Catholic, so it's very hard for me. Like, I don't necessarily know if I want to raise my kids Catholic, but I can't imagine not baptizing them and purgatory being something
you gotta
that
keep your
could
hands
be available.
Still.
I can't help it. I talk with my hands.
You're acting like a Dago right now. It's
I hate
just,
you.
Just keep them in your little
Fine.
Kangaroo pouch. There you go. Do like me. Just spread your hands out like you're getting frisked or something.
Why?
It just that way nothing picks up. You're just still.
Was that picking up? I'm sorry.
It was all picking up. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. You
sorry.
Could gesticulate to your hearts.
I talk with my hands. I can't help it.
I like that you're fired up. Just kind of talk with them in your little sweatshirt pouch so
okay,
it looks
fine.
Like you're pounding one out.
Fine.
That's what it's going to look like. I'm just saying. But no one else is going to watch it because the webcam's down.
I'm sitting on my hands now.
That's fine. You can smell them afterward, Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Oh, my God.
For me, this is going to sound weird. After my dad died, it pushed me into the whole, there's definitely nothing after this. He's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it had gone the other way, because with my mom, it did. She was very religious, like, all of a sudden it became, you know what? He lives on. I got no doubt about that. I went 180 degrees the other direction.
And you're like, no, he's just dead.
I'm like, yeah, that kind of really sucks, man. I had unfinished business with him. It would have been nice to remember him from more than like my childhood almost. Like, I was 20, and it sounds weird to say you're a child,
mm-hmm.
but in the suburbs, you kind of can live that very slow to percolate existence, you know? And by 20,
yeah.
I still hadn't lived on my own. I was like going away to college, but I wasn't really doing anything at college. I was still a kid.
Do you think it affects you because you never knew your dad as an adult?
Yeah.
Do you ever find it? I wonder about that all the time, about what he would be like.
I never
now.
Had a legal what? Drink with him.
Yeah, me neither. Exactly.
I never had a legal drink. Just the summer before he kicked it, he was starting to tell me the really horrible stories about the things he did as a sailor for 20 years. Like all the knife fights and the prostitutes and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had 2 months of those stories before he gave up the ghost. Like, I think he was kind of like, I might die. He needs to know a little something that his old man wasn't just a guy who was working 16 hours a day.
Oh, boy.
So I'm thankful for that, but I feel cheated in a lot of ways. I mean,
yep.
There's the whole, I don't believe in anything. I don't really believe in the spiritual aspect of any of this anymore. And also, I don't know about you. Well, it has to have done something in some way relationship-wise, just because you haven't been like engaged or married yet and you're like 31.
It has, but I don't think it's for the worse. I think it's for the better, because for me, it's like when you've lost somebody like that and when you felt that kind of pain, the guy that I marry has to be worth potentially feeling that again.
He has to be able to really hurt the ass out of you.
No, but it's not like, it's just in order to feel like that again, if he were to ever die, he'd have to be worth it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just very selective, I think.
You're not just tossing it out there like a frisbee.
Exactly. I'm not, sure, I'll date you for 4 years and marry you because I'm 30, you're 30, and this is what you're supposed to do
like
when you're 30.
Like Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers, and you're Rachel McAdams, and it's kind of like, he's all right. He's put in his time. Maybe we'll get married.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not how I'm going to go down. I'd rather be 40 and get married and it be the perfect guy than be miserable when I'm 40 because I married the wrong guy when I was 25 or 30.
Like for me, I've gone the other direction again. Before that, I was like, I'll get a chick. It's all good. And it took a couple of years for this to set in. But I saw how crushed my mom was by my dad's passing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what?
Do you want to feel that
ever?
Yeah,
who the hell ever needs that in my life?
Like, it's hard.
The happiness that another person brings, that's a temple built on sand, thank you very much. Like, I don't need to do that to myself.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, that was how, that's the frame of mind I've been put in by my dad's passing. But it wasn't until recently I started appreciating the fact I'm going to kick the bucket too. And that has been really keeping me up at night.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I'm surprised by that.
That was when I first got depressed as a little kid, by the way. I was like 5 and I first understood death from like a bird not moving in our driveway.
Like, oh,
and I think
no.
I cried for like 2 days straight. And even then it creeped the hell out of me. But lately, it's not even death so much as aging and seeing a once vibrant thing become much less so.
See, I love old people. I love seeing just the history behind them. They're so lucky to have made it that far. Like, that doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
I hope to God I get to be 85 years old.
I think I can bother you with that.
Why?
How? Two words, Clint Eastwood.
What about him?
Talk to me about Clint Eastwood. Talk to me.
I don't know much
your
about
thoughts.
Clint Eastwood.
Just Clint Eastwood now. Old, gray, receding hairline, varicose veins.
Think about
his little pale pot belly.
Yeah, but think about grabbing a drink with Clint Eastwood and hearing all the stories that he could tell.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's not the point. What if Clint Eastwood is sizing you up and he starts to cop a feel? How does Veronica react to that?
That'd be like my grandpa touching me. That would not be okay.
That's the appropriate answer. Now, I don't know why Netflix lately has been scouting out every early Eastwood movie for me. You're talking the original Dirty Harry. Mm-hmm. I got some Gauntlet action. We got Coogan's Bluff, I believe is the one I'm in the middle of right now. It blows my mind. Veronica, there was a time Clint Eastwood would have squeezed your ass and you would have like fought like a lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket was in his pants to get them off.
Kind of like if Ryan Reynolds did it now or Chris Hemsworth or Bradley Cooper,
To me,
Josh Lucas.
To me, Clint craps on all of them. That guy was
he's a legend. I mean, come on.
He was so damn good looking in his day. It's painful.
See, I don't.
The passage of time is scary.
I don't think he was that great looking when he was.
I thought he was like a badass, man. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, I could get a chick getting into that dude.
I'd have to see it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I think you need to. He was, in his day, not, you know, not to sound the five-alarm homo fire.
So do you feel bad for him because he's aged?
I feel bad for humanity that we age.
Why?
Because it's awful.
Can you, do you really want to be here in 300 years?
I think that'd be great. Like, the whole concept of the vampire, if I could do that in a heartbeat, I would.
Well, I think, well, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Daylight sucks. I love killing people that annoy me.
Oh, my God.
I think it'd be great to be, like, kind of invulnerable. Yeah. I mean, would you, if you were given that offer, would you not go with it?
I don't know.
I would.
I don't know.
Wouldn't a heartbeat.
It's appealing to not ever have to worry about being sick, getting a disease,
yeah,
getting hurt. I mean, there's definitely an appeal to that. But do I really want to be here in 1,000 years? I feel like I'd be exhausted.
Oh, it'd be great.
Mentally exhausted.
The video games would be so much better.
Oh my God.
Think about how many people you could have slept with in 1,000 years.
Think of how many people you have to say goodbye to.
Yeah, but you'd learn to get over that.
So you'd be a heartless, soulless,
you can always stake yourself in the end. If you're by it.
No. What if remove that. Say that's not an option. Ooh. You are a true immortal. You cannot die. Nothing can kill you. There are no werewolves or wolfsbane.
Oh, I like ironic punishments. I'd still do it. I'd still do it. And then, like, the world ends and I'm just floating in space, I guess. Is that how it goes? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
It's getting me because I'm starting to notice my own body betraying me. And that's a little weird. Like, you're staring right now at my huge zit, right?
No, I didn't notice it until you pointed it out. But thank you.
How impressive is that?
A zit is making you sad? I would think
it's
that would make you feel young.
It's not a zit. No, it's the fact that lately the skin on my forehead, which hasn't had acne since I was like 16, is slowly turning back into what Greek skin should be.
Which is?
Like all zit covered and oily.
So get proactive.
I'm using crap on it. They're not like normal kid zits. And I've been talking to like some girls about it who are older than you. And they're like, yeah, when you get older, your skin kind of goes back to what it was. Like it starts to betray you. Because these zits now, they last like 2 weeks. They're not normal pop them and they're gone the next day zits because you're making 6 trillion skin cells a second.
Go see a dermatologist.
Because you're young and full of life.
John, seriously, this can't get you down.
It's not just that. I'm getting injuries in the gym that I used to get, and they'd be healed in 2 days, and they linger for like 2 months now. Like, the joints are giving out.
You're getting old, man.
I know.
You need to make some babies.
The hair's pulling back. I don't like it. It scares the crap out of me. And yeah, I need to get my baby junks up in something. Make one or two of them.
You need a real relationship. You need to get married. You need to do the family thing. Go to work.
I guess, because Lord knows the radio thing hasn't paid crap. I don't think I'm going to parlay this into anything that makes any money.
I think you could if you really wanted to.
If I have to land someone based on looks, A, God help me. B, I'm guessing I don't have much time.
How old are you?
I'm like about to hit 31.
Oh my God. I don't want to hear it anymore. Just stop it. I'm older than you.
I know that,
and I'm
Mrs.
a girl.
Robinson. I know. Yours is a true cross to bear. Don't get me wrong. Before I get done with my weeping about me and how I'm going to die, I sit in bed and I weep for you.
I hate you.
Just a little.
That's funny because I don't feel bad for me.
I'm
perfectly content. Why? Why? Because society says I should have a couple brats running around right now. I read a status update from one of my friends talking about how happy she is that she has a babysitter for her kid and her husband finally get to go out.
What the hell was that? Was that your phone?
Yes, that was my phone. And I'm thinking, oh,
that sounded like the beginning of Thriller Night.
Sorry. And I looked at that message and I was like, man, I feel bad for her. I get to do that whenever I want and I don't have to worry about it.
Well, me too. But like, I moved back home and I don't have to worry about rent. You know, there are loopholes to everything. They just might be horrible loopholes. I mean, if my car gets repossessed, I could go, yay, no car insurance. I think if you're a chick and you're 30, and for the record, you're aging pretty well. I haven't really noticed you change in any way in the 5 or 6 years I've known you.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, but
I get told all the time I look like I'm 23.
Stop looking at your phone for 5 seconds. Oh, you're
totally
showing me.
It fits in with the
picture.
Theme.
Who is that little brat? It's
that
like
is
a little
my
kid
nephew.
Leaning
I will
over a cage.
You. Yeah, the caption that my brother sent with it said, hold on 1 second. I once stuck a man in Reno just to watch him die.
I mean, it's pretty badass for a little kid.
The thing.
He's a Johnny Cash fan. Good for him.
Yeah, look at his little cup. He's so
cute. He's holding a little tippy cup.
You need a couple of these to make you feel young again.
What, kids will make me feel young?
That's what they say.
I couldn't do kids without money.
Yeah.
I grew up with parents that didn't have the biggest amount of loot.
That's no
My
fun.
Brother and I were joking about that. We had parents that had him, I believe, at 50 and 40, or no, 49 and 40, our parents were, when they had him. And yet the economic situation in the house was like they were, you know, a couple 20-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
It was bad, man. I couldn't do that to someone.
Yeah.
Not like we were broke. We never wanted for food or anything serious, but we did want for, like, Nintendo games. And that's enough.
You did want for Nintendo games.
I did.
You
we had to make
kid
do.
With your traumatized childhood. Give me a break.
It was just Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt for like a year.
Oh,
and then
no.
It was one game, Bubble Bobble.
A wait
great
a minute.
Game, by
wait,
the way.
Wait, but. Wait, wait. Back then, those were the only two games in existence.
No. There,
oh, so you didn't have Zelda. Sorry.
There was Castlevania. There was Contra. There's a lot we missed out on. And it took years.
I didn't have MTV until I was 19. I don't want to hear it from you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You yeah. didn't, well, no. When did you lose the V card again? 18, 19?
I'm not telling you that.
It was late. It was nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, you held on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I did too, but that's because, actually, I did for pretty queenie reasons myself. I actually, if you want to know how I was before my dad kicked it, I didn't want to just fool around. I wanted to be with a chick that I liked.
So do you think your dad dying changed you in that sense?
And oh, it changed so much, I believe, in my life. I don't, what I am now would be incomprehensible as a reality had he not passed.
I hear you. I'd be totally, I would have never left Belleville.
Michigan?
Yeah, never. I would have never left. I wanted to. I talked with him about joining the Marines, and he was like, absolutely
my dad
not.
Dying, I think, is why I stick around.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I want to help out around the house with the widow Papa Giorgio.
See, no, him dying, it was like, I can leave now. There's nothing keeping me here. Bye. And I left. I was out 1 year and 6 months later. I was in Miami.
Well done.
Yep. But you know what? When he died, it was in February. It's actually coming up. The date is coming up pretty soon.
Uh-oh.
But it was, and I just remember being so cold. And when I get that cold again, I go, it's like you go back to that time. And I hate going to Michigan in the winter because of that.
I would just hate going
those
to Michigan.
Memories. Well, yeah, I mean, really.
Anything near Detroit, I would be like, this makes me want to kill myself.
Well, I like my family and I love being there in the summer. There's nothing better than a Michigan summer. But being in there in the winter, it's torture. I don't do it often.
Let's talk about something happier. Our entire audience
okay.
has killed itself.
I know.
But let's bring the yuckles now. Now that they've braved that, now that they've weathered the storm.
Oh, no.
Let's do something funny.
What?
Well,
I'm not having sex with you on air.
I've tried to get that bit. You won't okay it.
No.
I still think it'd be decent.
No.
It would be performance art.
No.
It would be a little cerebral.
No.
Might fly over some heads.
No.
All right. Next week. No, I want to talk. There's a couple options. I got a couple stories in the can. I'm still laughing, even though it's really sad and some people died. I'm still laughing about the Italian cruise ship.
You know, I haven't read much about that at all.
Okay. Well, we can get to that.
Okay.
I got stories about buying crap off Craigslist recently. Because Craigslist people, stop looking at your
My
damn phone.
My boss is calling. He's called 3 times today.
Does he own you?
Yes. This isn't like my boss. This is my boss's boss's boss. Like our corporate contracts guy. He's called me 3 times today.
Is your phone making those fart noises too?
It's vibrating. It's making me worry that he's called.
It's like 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes left in the show.
I know.
Can you...
Obviously, I didn't answer it.
All right. But can you just put it on complete mute? Or put it on a chair or something.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, just turn it off then.
Maybe you should tell them to get better mics. I'm just saying.
No, phones are going to pick up on any mic. They're made to make noise. That's literally the purpose of a phone. It makes sounds come out of it.
Well, there is no, like, silent mode on this one. It's just vibrate.
There's absolutely a silent mode. I will guarantee literally every penny I own that your phone has a completely silent mode.
No, that's as low as it goes.
There's got to be something else.
I'm telling you.
You think they're going to let, like, a guy in church walk in and have it vibrating like his wife's got a Benoit ball doing its work next to him?
I do.
Stop. Okay, just stop with the phone. Give it to me. Give it to me. How's that?
Here, I'll put it on my lap so you can't hear it.
All right, fine. No dialing yourself to get off.
Oh, stop it.
You're like, it would take much more than that. I need to sit on an outboard motor now. Calluses built up.
Oh my, okay, really? Really?
Yes, really.
Too much.
But it was said. It came out. You were dicking with your phone. I had to fill the words.
Get back to your stories.
Well, I got the Italian sea captain. I got Craigslist, the weirdos I've met through that, which is like a 30-second story. So please let's go with yours for a second. And we've got you, who you're following one of your boys abroad, apparently. You dumped that in my lap.
I'm not following
like
him
30
abroad.
30 seconds before airtime.
No. I might, if it works out, go to Serbia to hang out with Chuck, and then I'm going to go to Italy to hang out with Andrew.
All right.
It's like an hour flight between
two. We've got the rest of our show right there. Because we only needed 20 minutes, and I think I can milk this. I think
you
handed me a big fat teat, and I think I can make something come out for 20 minutes.
I think I want to cry, because I think he might be listening.
All right. First things first. Chuck and Andrew, they are?
Andrew's my brother.
Okay. Calm I was down. Going to ask if you were active, sexually with both of these individuals, but Andrew.
Obviously not.
Even though you're from Michigan, obviously
hey.
Not.
Hey.
Does Andrew listen to the show, by the way?
No.
Why?
Actually, I should send him the link. I think
Thank
he'd
you.
Like it.
Because I was having this conversation with someone behind your back the other day.
Nice.
And I was like, she doesn't actually say anything really dirty on the air, so I wish she would share the link with everyone.
I have a few family members who feel that they have the right to make opinions on everything that is uttered out of my mouth. And there are just a few people that I'd really rather not have those conversations with.
I understand where you're coming from. Now understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I want more Facebook fans. I want more Twitter followers. And I want more downloads.
I don't Twitter. I'm sorry. I never
Yeah, but
will
they'll
Twitter.
Follow me. That's why I say that crap at the front of the episode for.
Okay. So,
I think you should post on Facebook every episode you're in.
After
you
I block all of my coworkers, I will do that.
You don't have to. Can you do that?
What?
Do you actually know how to do that? Can you make a Facebook post that doesn't?
Yeah, I block them from my wall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So can this episode, the one where you talk about how you hate your mother... And
I do not. No. Because
I'm just messing with you.
Because if she hears this, I don't ever want her feelings to get hurt by what I said. She knows how I feel. She knows how all of us feel. And we have a great relationship now. So don't even say
okay.
that. This is why I hesitate at putting the show on the air. Because
I'm saying things in obvious jest.
I know. But
if people can't grasp that just because they're from
my
Michigan.
My mother. It has nothing to do with her being from Michigan. But
I
would never want feelings to be hurt by something that I utter in jest here that could be misinterpreted, which is why I'm concerned with posting it on my page.
Well, I would, just as a show of esprit de corps, I believe the expression is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that worked. But something like that. Solidarity. That word works. Show of solidarity. I want to start seeing these because you put work into this.
Well, then, you know what? Maybe I'll
And I want you to
create...
reap more benefit than guys direct messaging me on Twitter going, hey, what does Veronica really look like?
Well, then,
like her voice is really
why
sexy.
Why can't we have a Papa's Basement page where we have these pictures, where we can be linked, where friends can join, friends can like?
That's the Papa's Basement Facebook page.
Okay, then let's get the stupid pictures up on the page.
Okay, my friend will be back from Nicaragua or wherever the hell he is doing
right,
drug
then.
Deals. He claims he's a quote-unquote photographer,
All right,
but he goes
then.
To South America, a whole crap ton. You can only take so many pictures of little brown kids.
Oh, my God, John.
There's only so many waterfalls. I'm sure he's moving
yes,
pounds a
yay.
We are
so
bags.
Much more important than waterfalls.
I look, we're crap. I get it. But that guy's been to South America like five times. Something's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
His dad hasn't worked in a year. His dad's part of the quote-unquote photography company.
Oh,
I'm putting it all together. I want to hear about your visits now.
My visits.
Your visits. You're going to which war-torn country?
It's
which
not a war-torn
toilet?
Country. Belgrade.
Belgrade. Belgrade. They got snipers. You're going to die.
They do. Okay. Don't say this because I seriously, Chuck and I talk almost every day and I'm like, I'm afraid to leave the state.
You're going
to
bend over and pick up a teddy bear and it'll explode.
No, I won't pick up anything.
And you'll come back and you'll drag your hook on the desk and it'll sound like hell on air.
Shush. It's a pretty
area. Isn't there like a horrible place? Like, I thought the only thing
you should do
for Belgrade is like import swimsuit models and prostitutes.
I don't know anything about it, but Chuck said it has some of the best nightlife in the world.
So. Yeah, because it's really hot, scrawny, white ass that like acts like they're Taiwanese. Like you wave a $10 bill in front of them and you might as well be Hugh Hefner.
It's funny he said that too.
Yeah, that's it.
Or something similar.
It's like every shade on this earth has the place, you know, like. That Belgrade, that's where you get your white chicks that will do anything for you. Thailand, it's Asian chicks that'll do anything for you. Africa is just that whole continent, I think, you could buy for.
It's not like I'm going there because it's on one of my top 10 destination
places
to visit list. I'm going there to hang out with him because it's close to Italy. It's like an hour plane ride between the two. So why not if I'm going to be there?
But how serious are you with this Chuck character? Is this like the main dude in your
life? We're not dating. We're just friends.
Yeah, but you're going to... If I had a girl flying into a foreign country to see me and I didn't get that...
Yeah, I don't know about that yet.
Oh, you need to
resolve
that.
We've obviously done that, but...
Yeah. You need to make sure that's on the itinerary.
Why does that have to be on the itinerary?
Because
why can't we just hang out?
Especially if you've already done that.
I am reserving my thoughts and opinions on that with him when I'm there. We will see.
Yeah, you need to clarify that beforehand.
Why?
Because otherwise... You're going to get the surliest man on earth just staring at you, muttering,
Why
did you come here? Why?
Because he's my buddy.
I would be, I get so weirded out anytime a girl I've ever put stones to refers to me as a buddy or friend.
Okay, so really, do you?
Yeah, because then every other guy...
What would you prefer they call you? Because I say that so he's not like, oh God, she thinks she's my girlfriend.
Like we just did it like 5 times or something like that?
What would you prefer her to call you?
Well, like, how long and how many times did our sexual relationship... Go on.
Let's say you've known him for 3 years.
Okay.
And you hung out, dated on and off for the first year.
Mm-hmm.
He moved away. She moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes back into town for training. You hang
out. Oh, you banged like once or something?
No, more. I'm not answering that.
Give me like a ballpark.
I don't know.
I really need a ballpark. Like 10, 50, 100.
2,500.
What?
A lot. Obviously, I'm kidding.
I'm not answering that.
Why is that important? Okay. We have in the past.
Okay.
Why does the amount of times matter at all?
Because I want to feel, or I want to say rather, you do it a couple times, you can kind of sweep that under the rug. That was like, the little booze was involved. We were feeling each other
out. It wasn't like that. I mean, it was definitely more than that.
If it was more than that, then you weren't just buddies.
No, we're definitely... We were not just buddies. Like, I really liked him. If he was staying in this area or if he lived in this area, he would be somebody that I'd want to date.
The female equivalent of that then is like bitch who raked my heart over the coals. Like, I slept with her a lot and then I couldn't make things more serious with her because she was leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a buddy.
So then what should I call him?
I hate you, twat.
I don't hate him. He's like...
By the way, I think I'm feeling a dried booger under the console. Like, I've been scraping at it, thinking
it
was
wood. I love how you interrupt conversations
with
the most ridiculous things.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Why am I picking? It's not even mine.
Ew. So then what should I call him?
We got to work right now to figure that out, actually. Because I don't want to let that slide. This is like a term that could help people.
Yes.
Former slam piece is like way too graphic. Like if you were a dude, you'd say that to
I'm
your
gonna
friend.
I'm going to go to Belgrade to visit my slam piece.
My ex-slam piece. My slam pig. My slam hole. Slam in front of everything sounds just filthy.
Horrible.
My slam pole. I was thinking of that for you.
Ew.
God. I mean, is it weird to call him an ex? You've dated, technically.
We did. I don't
be like he was my ex. We were kind of casual.
Okay, if I was, I guess if I was explaining him to somebody new, I'd say, "Oh, this guy I dated."
Thank you. Okay, that guy I dated. Yeah. That's good, because dated between that and you making the visit, I'm gonna infer, yeah, he nailed it.
Okay,
I just
yeah, that's fine.
Like I want to. Okay, this guy I dated, Chuck. Say that.
That's what I do say.
Okay, I just if you're a dude. And I guess women are weird like that because they don't want to quote-unquote scare off guys with this quote-unquote serious talk. But if my
I wish they could see what you just did. Oh, my God.
I made the okay with one hand, you know,
Let's
but with all
words.
Four fingers. And then
Let's
I took two
words.
Fingers on my other hand and just kind of jammed them into this pocket a couple times.
Use your words.
If my penis has been inside the lady's vagina.
You wouldn't say a girl that you dated? You would say ex?
If it's my guy friends, I'd be like, I hit it.
I hope he doesn't say, yeah, I hit it about me.
I think so. I think if you want some insight into a guy and how he works, if this trip has come up to anyone that is male and a friend of his, question one out of that male friend is, are you going to hit it? And his reply is like, already have and will again. And then they salute each other because they're in the military, right?
No, he's not. He's out.
Still.
He was
they like to keep things official.
Whatever.
So you're going there and you have not resolved in your heart of hearts whether or not you're going to.
I've thought about it. I don't know.
You should. You
he
should.
Wouldn't care either way. I'm
oh, he
sure.
would. See, this is why I am eternally punished, because I say what guys actually think and do. And I know that's the cheesiest cliche. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God, I feel it. You say it. Screw that. I guess that's my job by, quote unquote, being funny on air. I should attempt to uncover truths like that. Mm-hmm. But I pay the price eternally. Everything that comes out of my mouth, every dude is like that. No dude is, well, okay, they're better than me because they have better jobs and they're better looking and crap, but they all have my heart.
The same.
And my soul and my thoughts, yes. They all just want to get laid.
So if you were in another country and one of the girls that you had dated in the past was coming to visit you, you would expect that you're going to hook up.
Yes. Unless she really went out of the way to be like, hey, please understand, like, I got another dude or something like that. We're not going to hang out or not going to F.
Would you still want her to come?
I mean, for like 2 hours or something.
Oh, my God.
I'd want to, like, chill out there a couple hours, maybe get a meal at, like, Belgrade's McDonald's.
Well, I'm staying for a couple of
and
days.
Go Dutch.
Because oh, my God. Seriously.
I'm not getting any.
Well, I just don't know. We'll see.
See, and this is the... This is the ambiguity that leads to hurt feelings. Don't stutter it out.
I just can't.
Use your words. Now you're sticking your tongue in the side of your cheek and then holding your fist up to the other side, pantomiming BJ.
Because, I don't know, maybe if it was another guy that I dated and it just whatever, I don't know. And if it, I don't. I probably wouldn't. It wouldn't matter.
I
to
don't
me at
know
all.
Either. That's the problem, Veronica. If it were another guy you dated, you would think less or more of sleeping with him. Like it would be.
Would I be
easier.
More inclined?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just a like a random thing, I know I'm not going to talk to him every day afterwards.
Because it's just Belgrade dick. It just happens.
Yeah, but that's not.
What happens in Belgrade stays in Belgrade.
Yeah, but that's not this guy.
This guy you like a little more.
I do like this one a little more.
So give him a little.
We'll see.
Give him just once.
John,
it doesn't have to be a lot.
If he hears this. Seriously.
If he hears this, I'm going to get a $500 check in the mail. He can direct message me on Twitter or via Facebook.
He listened to a bunch of the old shows.
Yeah. He probably thinks I'm the coolest guy ever, doesn't he?
You know, he was like, that guy, I think I'd get along with him.
Damn right. You got to give Chuck some.
We'll see.
You got to. Oh, don't see. Don't see. This is just
weird. I'll have to call in and do a show while we're over there.
Okay.
That'll be fun. We'll do it from Belgrade.
That sounds like it would be really expensive for one party.
Oh, yeah, that would win it.
I don't know. I don't know if Chuck has unlimited calls or whatever the hell. Just resolve this, please. I know it sounds like weird and prostitute-y. Please resolve that beforehand, just so everyone knows everyone's sexual page.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, if I'm dating somebody else at the time, that will play into it. So we'll see.
Failure to plan is a plan to fail.
We will see.
Okay.
You're so funny.
I've had similar situations where, like, I visited people, and if the sex isn't hashed out ahead of time, it gets a little odd. It's the most important part of any trip.
Why?
Because it's sex.
Why can't you just hang out?
Because I can hang out at home. I can do all that crap except for the sex with any of my friends at any time 3 miles from my house. In fact, the only thing that this person can provide that they haven't been able to provide when we weren't nearby is access to what's inside where their bathing suit covers.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, it's just a cold, indifferent face.
It is not.
Man's
and
got
you
needs.
Know that.
He can only bang so many foreign girls before he wants some American.
He better not be banging any foreign girls.
Are you kidding me? If I were there, they cost like $8 to bang twice and I would still be broke. My warts would have herpes.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'd be so
God.
Late over there.
That was so gross.
Oh, I'd be so late over in Belgrade. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He said girls won't talk to them. Girls are intimidated by
him. Yeah, that's fine. Guys. You just point at your wallet. You just say, you do that little tug on the sides of George Washington.
He's not that kind of guy.
Every guy's that kind of guy. Like, just wear a condom. What's the consequence? As long as you're clean about it, who cares?
John.
Like, you know how bad women are on U.S. bases, right?
Yes.
Like, the entire town is set up so that your daughter marries a guy who's training there. This is that to the umpteenth degree.
I don't want to hear this.
It's like that, except they also get a green card.
I tell him that. I'm like, seriously? Watch out.
I would be living like Big Love over there. I would have the one with the big T's. I would have the skinny older one, and then the one with
the
butter face.
The skinny older one, and then the butter face?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who that makes me think of.
No, like the chick you showed me last week?
Yes, that nasty, nasty girl.
Yeah, I'd have my Chloe Svegini, whatever her name is.
Ew, why would she be on your list at all?
I'm going to list all three of the girls, and then there's Waterworld. Triplehorn, Janine Triplehorn. I remember that one. And then Jennifer Godwin, or Goodwin.
Really? She's on your list?
No. These are the three Big Love girls.
Oh.
I'm showing everyone okay. I can remember the guys other than Hudson from Aliens.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mr. Paxton.
Okay.
I recalled pretty much everything.
I think so.
No, in terms of like my actual to-do list, those wouldn't... No. No, like Triplehorn circa Waterworld would have been top of the list.
I didn't realize she was in Waterworld.
Yeah, she's
That's
the one.
Weird.
She wants to bang Kevin Costner with his little vagina ears.
Gills, maybe?
You know what they were.
Gills, perhaps.
Come on, we're adults. We can talk. We can tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that. And then the big tease one, she was in Walk the Line as like his C-wordy first Italian wife.
Yeah.
And then Chloe Svejegedge. She blew her ex-boyfriend, director, and Brown Bunny like on film and smashed her entire career doing it.
That's gross.
It really is. God, she's got a sick little bod on her, though. Just that face. Ugh. That is a rough patch of road right there. Shall we wrap up with the Italian Sea Captain or Craigslist?
Just, we can do that.
We got little random asides.
Tell me what you think about the Italian Sea Captain, because I've only seen the headlines. I haven't read anything on that one.
Oh, well, he's a coward, but
all
Italians are. That's just how it works. The women are hot and the men are cowards.
Wow.
What? I'm Greek. I get to say that.
I know. I'm not judging.
That's like a Jamaican dropping the N-bomb. I mean, I get to do that.
Yeah.
The Italian Sea Captain, I'm trying to remember what the name of the ship was. Hold on. Let me punch that one up. I just think it's funny, and for those that don't know, everyone should know by now, there's the Italian cruise liner, and the captain was Francesco Schettino. Almost sounds like a dirty word. And the ship was the Costa Concordia. There we go.
Oh boy.
And last week, he brought it too close to the coast, apparently, of Italy, and kind of ran it aground.
Did over, right?
Did the Titanic thing. Yeah, just gouged out an entire side of the ship, hitting a rock. And so, of course, it listed, I believe is the term, over to that side as it took on water. And I want to say like 12 people are dead already, but 20 are unaccounted for. Like, you're going to find them. So he's killed like 30-something dudes. And I'd heard it was because he wanted to go close enough to the coast so that everyone could like wave to each other or something like that. I could be wrong there.
Isn't that pretty standard when you're on a cruise ship?
Is it?
You wave the hour that you're departing.
I've never been on a cruise ship. I don't live large like you. I don't go to Belgrade to sleep with people.
Hey, the only ship I've been on is the USNS Comfort on a Tiger cruise with the Navy. Please no comments. Nothing happened.
It doesn't need to be commented on.
I hate you.
How old were you?
It was 3 years ago. 3-4 years ago.
I see.
Maybe not even that long ago. No,
all right,
it was 2009. Yeah. August of 2009, I believe.
And how long ago did your brother have a child?
Different brother. I have three.
Okay. Just making sure
That's
you didn't
disgusting.
Heave a bastard sack of potatoes
oh
in anyone's
God.
Lap.
Seriously?
Be like, here, you take this.
No. I'm way too calculating. I'd be like, where's the child support? Thank you very much.
Good girl. Make sure you get paid.
Snap.
Anyhow, this guy is living up to pretty much every Italian stereotype one could think of. First of all, when the ship got hit, he blew it off. He got a call in his cabin as the thing was getting raked. The entire hull was getting decimated. He got a call in his cabin, and he was like banging out some broad. And he's like, I'll get to it later.
Shut up.
Just so he could tend to this puzz. And then when he learns what's actually going on, you know, the whole tradition, like the captain stays the last. This guy gets the F off the ship in like 5 seconds, and his bosses have to call him and be like, get your WAP ass back on that ship. Now I'm going to have your head for this. The boss is like, I am going to make sure you pay for this, buddy.
Oh, man.
I love it. There's not much to the story. It's just the twofer of one. He's ignoring everything going wrong because he's trying to get laid. And two, he abandoned ship like a pussy.
I've heard that he abandoned, then he went back on, and then...
Yeah, but only...
He should be there making sure that everybody is off before he gets off.
Even I know that. And I love shirking responsibility.
Yes, you do.
Even I would sit there, not just a laziness thing, like, that stairs, that looks like a lot of effort, those lifeboats, screw that. I would stay on because it's the right thing to do.
I'm glad to hear that, John.
I can only imagine, like, he abandoned the chick he was poking, too. Like, that would be the best thing ever. Like, he just heaves her out of the way like Costanza in a fire. Yeah. Just get the hell out of here. Well, I see Squire's head at the door.
Ah.
You know what that means.
I do.
It means it's time for us to get the hell out of here, Veronica.
It is.
Anything you wanted to promote? Any Facebook, anything where they can contact you? Miss Veronica, co-host of Papa's Basement.
The
show
you've
just listened to.
Papa's Basement Facebook page.
There you go. And its URL is again? Come on. You can do this.
I don't remember.
You can. Oh, God damn it.
I don't know.
It's just facebook.com/ Papa's Basement.
Papa's Basement.
You were so close.
Listen to this, huh?
You should. Exactly. There's going to be a pop quiz at the end of the class. And you failed.
Sorry.
Till Just next week you'll get it, right?
Yes. Papa's Basement/Papa's Basement.
There you go. I'm John Papagiorgio. You can get me via Twitter at Papa's Basement, and the show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has archives of every episode, including the one you just heard. That'll be up in a couple days. And you can also get my writing at that site. And I like to think I do a darn good job of it, if I do get a little saucy with the language myself. Until next week, live, 3 p.m., at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.